It's got to be told to New Yorkers. It's got to be told to everybody about how a coalition of folks, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Latino, black, white, old, young, community, staff, teachers, came together to save this college in 1976. The Vietnam War was over. Gerald Ford was president. A gallon of gasoline was 55 cents. It was the bicentennial of this nation. But in the South Bronx, there were no celebrations. The South Bronx was dealing with a monster called the fiscal crisis. And the fiscal crisis meant they were going to close schools and hospitals and daycare centers. Of course, no one from the rich class would be touched by the fiscal crisis, but those who had to suffer were the poor and the working class, and this college, who had just begun its life, was slated to be closed.
When we were struggling, we weren't really struggling for buildings. We were fighting for an ideal, really the ideals of Eugenio Maria de Hostos, to a progressive education, not to just that people would learn certain techniques or certain, that's good, there's nothing wrong with that, but we had deeply the belief, and I think we were implementing it, that to get a diploma from Hostos Community College was not to be a passport out of this community. It was to empower someone to be of service to the community.
The long and short of it is that I joined a growing number of people who came together, who decided that this institution needed to be saved, while knowing full well that there were other people in this town that thought otherwise. And so on March 25th, 1976, 30 years ago today, we took over Hostos Community College. It was to be the longest college takeover in this country's history. We spent over 20 days in what was then a converted tire factory. And that was what Hostos Community College was. And the very first night, Petrie Bird, Cesar Torres, Amos, myself, we wound up doing security on the roof of that building, expecting to be taken out the very first day. People like Dr. Avelina Antonetti would send a station wagon every day, sometimes with the best arroz con pollo I've ever had, and blankets so that her children wouldn't go cold in this warehouse. School was taught inside and outside. The Grand Concourse at times became an open classroom. Ramon Jimenez used to teach his classes and shut down the concourse.
We have to revive these strategies and these lessons from 30 years ago. We need to take back our institutions and our resources. I mean, right here in this immediate area, we have the merchants at the Bronx Terminal Market who are being kicked to the curb in the name of greed. We have the post office across the street being looked at to be closed because now it's prime real estate. We have to join with the workers there and we have to save that post office. 30 years ago, top-down decisions for our communities didn't work and they don't work now. And where are our children going to expend that energy? They expend it in the few parks that we have in this community. But right now, the richest team in baseball wants to take our parks for their new stadium. Right across the street from the neighborhood of Highbridge, where my mother spent the last years of her life. This is wrong. Our elected officials have decided that they will represent the Yankees instead of their own constituents. We have to stop that. And we have to build coalitions again, and we have to join together, whether it's here in the South Bronx, or it's in Brooklyn, or Staten Island, or anywhere in the United States.